From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Sunday that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, committed in their surprise meeting a day earlier to a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to sitting down with President Trump. Moon said he urged Kim to directly engage with the U.S. to try to save the planned June 12th nuclear summit with the United States. Despite the letter President Trump sent last week to North Korea calling off the summit, negotiations continue regarding a meeting in Singapore next month. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The on-again, off-again meeting between North Korea's leader and President Trump sounds like it could be on again.
We're looking at June 12th in Singapore. That hasn't changed.
Former CIA Director Michael Hayden has his doubts.
On balance, I'm modestly in favor of this going forward. And on balance, I'm modestly thinking it's more rather than less likely that it will happen.
And even if it happens, Senator Marco Rubio says
he will not denuclearize, but he wants to give off this perception that he's this open leader, that he's peaceful.
Both Rubio and Hayden appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Some American officials crossed into North Korea Sunday for talks on preparations for a summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim. Former U.S. Ambassador to South Korea Sung Kim was summoned from his current post in the Philippines to lead the preparations. The U.S. State Department confirmed on Sunday that indeed a U.S. delegation is in ongoing talks with North Korean officials at Panmunjom. This is VOA News.